I'm going on strike. And anybody and everybody that wants to go on strike with me are more than welcome to do so. We are striking. We're not working. We're not going to do shit you tell us to do. We're not going to do anything. Fuck you. That's a simple message in this lecture. We're going on strike. We're not going to do anything you tell us. If we are not sharing the word of God and what God says, we are not sharing nothing. We're not sharing pictures. We're not sharing videos. We are not sharing tweets. We are not fucking doing nothing. We're not retweeting, especially celebrities. Don't retweet their fucking bullshit. Don't retweet nothing. Don't do a fucking thing. Since you can't do a fucking thing, I'm asking you, then don't do a fucking thing. Don't just do the fucking evil shit. Don't do nothing. Anything that you could think about that will move this forward, do that. Nothing else. Don't retweet Shaquille O'Neal or any fucking anybody. Don't retweet. Don't share. Don't watch YouTube. Don't share anything that does not have something to do with God. If it's not God, if it's not God related, and if it doesn't personally concern me, don't fucking share it. Don't share it. If you're not going to share what I'm telling you, don't share nothing. And that's what we're going to do. We're all going to stand up. We're all going to fight. This is America, baby. America, the land of the free and free speech. We have the right to do whatever the fuck we want in America, as long as it's within the confines of the law. We're not violating any law. If you want to work, work. You don't want to work, don't work. You want to vaccinate, vaccinate. You don't want to vaccinate, and I'm saying don't vaccinate. Don't vaccinate. Don't. I don't think there's a fucking COVID, honestly. I honestly don't think there's a fucking COVID. I'm the COVID, and you vaccinated against me, don't fucking vaccinate. All this shit that you hear about on the news and shit, I don't think anybody's fucking real. I haven't seen a single fucking person that got sick and died from COVID. I don't know a single fucking person that died from COVID. I don't. And I know billions of people. I just don't believe the fucking news. Don't fucking retweet the news. Fuck the news. It's all fake. It's all fake news, like fucking Donald Trump said. But he was talking about something else. Now I'm talking about the real thing. It's all fucking fake, fake, fake. Everything is fucking fake. Not just the fake news. Everything turned out to be fucking fake. 100% fake. So stop fucking sharing shit. Don't. Don't share it. Don't tweet it. Don't retweet it. I don't give a fuck about your dog. Nobody gives a fuck about a picture of your dog. That's one thing that you should never fucking put on Facebook, on Twitter. Don't put no pictures of anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. The Milky Way, the Silky Way. I don't give a fuck what it is. If it's not about God, don't fucking do it. Period. Or should we say full period, like we say in England? And that goes for anybody and everybody all over the United States and the world. Don't share nothing. Fuck what Putin say. I don't give a fuck what he says. Don't share it. All these fucking, well, he's going to attack Ukraine. Fucking go attack it. Leave him the fuck alone. Okay? You're going to attack it, attack it. You don't want to attack it, don't attack it. Just, we don't want to fucking talk about it. The only thing you are to be talking about is God. God, God, God. If it's not God, don't fucking talk about it. Don't share it. Don't tweet it. Don't take pictures of it. Nothing. And choose between a dog and God. The same number, 2626, either God or your dog. Get rid of your fucking dog. Get rid of him. Get rid of your fucking cat. Fuck them cats, fuck them dogs. I don't give a fuck about them right now. I care about God, not dog. Fuck the dog. I don't give a fuck about any dog, no matter how fucking cute it is. Get rid of it. Lock it up in your basement. And put it in a cage and leave it the fuck over there. feed it and give it water, but don't fucking play with it and get it all over you. Leave it the fuck alone. That's what you do. That's what everybody should do. Don't tweet it. Don't share it. No pictures. Nothing unless it's about God. If it's about God, you could share it. If it has nothing to do with God, don't share it. Don't tweet it. Don't do anything about it. Okay? We are going to take back our country. We are going to take back the United States of America. God gives us the right in the Constitution. Who do you think wrote the Constitution? God wrote the Constitution. And it says that we have the right in the United States to do whatever the fuck we want within the confines of the law. And it says we could change the Constitution. It's called an amendment. Surprise, surprise, we have made an amendment every 7 years since the start of the United States. But in the last 50 years, they took that right from us. It's still in the Constitution. Why have we not done a single amendment in the last 50 years? And now I'm proposing the 28th Amendment. The amendment to cut down the evil trade and for us to live as God wants us to live. That's the only way we could do this, is to live as God wants us to live, as free citizens of this great nation. This nation that God has chosen above all nations to make it an everlasting, eternal nation. But there is a certain criteria for us to follow. We have to do what we must do, which is God. We must choose God. According to the Bible, it says, unto us a child is given, unto the U.S. Don't think that the us is, who was the child given to? It is given to you, U.S. It is given to the United States of America. Unto us a child is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, on the shoulders of the child that was given to us. When did you put the government on Jesus's shoulders? Have you ever? No. So do it. Do it. Don't let anything stop you from that. All you need is two zeros from the Arabic language. You put a dot after U, a dot after S, and onto the U.S. a child is given. Unto us a son is given. And his name shall be Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. That's what we want. We want peace in America. We don't want people starving. We don't want people caring about everything and everything except God. All they care about is what Beyonce did and the picture, and all you share is pictures and Instagrams and stuff like that. Stop sharing anything that has nothing to do with God. If it's God, share it. If it's not about God, do not share it. Don't look at it. Don't tweet about it. Don't even worry about it. And the thing about the news, all the news is fake. They have put you into a bubble of, you know, misinformation. They keep talking about, what is COVID? The fuck is COVID? Nobody knows what the fuck COVID is. But I tell you what COVID is. COVID is them trying to scare you into doing something that you must not do, which is what? Which is to take back your country. Your country is calling you. God is calling on you. And he wants you to do what you must do. Cut down the evil tree. This is in the Bible. Everything that I tell you is 100% from the Bible. The truth is, God loves America. God loves the United States of America. And he's given you, the United States of America, a chance to amend. Amend. How? Amend. Use the 28th Amendment to take your rights back from these idiots in Washington that do fucking nothing. All they do is 50-50. For years and years, all they do is fucking talk. We're paying 10,000 people billions upon billions of dollars. That's not to mention all the trillions that they steal to do absolutely fucking nothing. I could do the job of these 10,000 people. Okay, you have a bill? What do you need? Abortion? No abortion. There is done. You don't have to worry about no Supreme Court. You don't have to worry about Congress. You don't have to worry about a fucking thing. Government can be done 10 minutes in the morning. 10 minutes. Not fucking 6 years. And then after the 6 years, we're going to be fucking talking about the same shit that we already did for the next 6 years. As soon as the election ends, all we're talking about is the next election. And that's what they fill your head with. Bullshit. Bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. All they do is fill your head with bullshit. Enough bullshit, people, please. Enough bullshit. This is God speaking to you. And he's telling you, America, you have to do what is right, America. You have to cut down the evil tree. You have to do what is right for you. God has given you the constitutional right. You're not doing anything illegal when you speak out. You have to do the 28th Amendment. You have to. There's no way around it, and you will do it. I know you will. That's why you are going to save the world and save this universe. Because this universe is but one from many universes. You are still in the garden. You are still in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This tree, this universe, is run by Lucifer, none else. Lucifer is the one who designed everything. Lucifer is the one that says, pick 666 or 666, or if you want, pick that 666. They all add up to 666. This is a mathematical universe. I could very easily calculate it for you. And you have the calculations, just study them. They are in the description of this video and all my 45 videos. Why is it that nobody is watching my videos? I'm not trying to be famous. I don't care whether you watch it or not. But if you don't watch it, you have destroyed your families. You have destroyed your sons and daughters and all future generations in America and the world. We are counting on you. We are not counting on nobody else. You are the superheroes in this fucking movie. You are the superheroes. There is none other. What other nation has superheroes in their movies like you do? And you have the power of these superheroes. You have the power of Spider-Man and Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and all of them. You have that power. Why? Look at Genesis 11. Anything man imagines, he could make happen. You could fly. It's been taken away from you. You have these evil demons sucking the energy out of you, and he's using your imagination to create their own fantasy. Why don't you create your own fantasy, America? Why? Why don't you create your own world? Why don't you create your own America? There is two Americas, there's two USA, because each USA is 41 and two is 82. And 82 is the rainbow, it's the Lord. The Lord is 82. Do what is right for you. You'll have to share this video. Study all the other videos. Just watch them. If you don't watch them, then the people are going to be destroyed. Your firstborns, your children, stop. You'll have to do what is right for you. Do not share anything unless it has to do with God. If it has nothing to do with God, do not share. If it's no CNN, Fox, no matter what it is, don't share it. It's nonsense. Stop wasting your time with nonsense and focus on God. Focus on God and God only and nothing else. If it's the last thing you do, you'll have to be on the side of God. Because that is the only way you could win. If you are not on the side of God, now that God is here, you will not win. You will lose. Do you want to lose? Are you a loser or are you a winner? In America, we have winners. In the United States of America, if the government is not acting like they're supposed to, don't think the only way you could remove them is by an election. The election system has been rigged from the very beginning. That's why now, okay, what's the big difference? Okay, you add one more red, or then they're going to add one more blue. And that's all you fucking worry about. They are divided 50-50 right now. And that's the way that Satan wants it to be. Lucifer, who's running the three branches, wants it to be deadlocked like that. That way nothing gets fucking done. When are you going to wake up and see what the fuck is going on? All you're doing is attacking the Republicans and attacking the Democrats. While Lucifer is laughing his ass off, I swear to you. Him and his bitch-ass wife, they walk in front of the cameras, but you can't see them, and they're giving you the finger, America. They're giving all of you the finger. And that's the least of what they're doing to you. If you just see what they're doing to you, you would fucking throw up. You will not believe what they're doing to you. and they're laughing their asses off at you. Stop it. I love you, America. I love you, American people. Do what is right for you. Do what is right for your children. Do what is right for your grandchildren. Share this with everyone. Look, click, click, click. That's all you have to do is click it, click it, click it, click it. No matter what, force your finger. Use your other hand and push the finger down on the click. Share, 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 share. No matter what, this is what you share. Don't share the fake news. Don't share pictures of the puppies. Don't share pictures of the cats. Don't share a fucking thing that is fucking useless. I don't care about your wedding pictures. I don't care about your vacation pictures. Nobody gives a fuck right now. And you should not give a fuck. Okay? You have the picture. Leave it on your fucking phone. Don't share it with no one. The only thing that needs to be shared, the only thing that needs to be talked about, the only thing, the one thing is God. Because there's only one. There's nothing else. There is absolutely nothing else. There's God and there's none else. There's God and there's nothing else. What the fuck are you sharing? What kind of movies are you making? Movies in a movie, in a movie, in a movie. How many movies are we in? You're already acting in a fucking movie. I told you that. Right now, you think you're not an actress or an actor? You are an actor in a fucking movie. And you're just following the script. Stop following the script. Act whatever the fuck you want. Act it. You are a great actor. Act your fucking part. You're a hero. You're a superhero. You are not a fucking useless person that works at McDonald's. Act your fucking part. Click, motherfucker. Click. What the fuck is hard about clicking? Share it. Share this fucking shit. Click. You're acting like I'm asking you to fucking kill somebody. No violence. Click. That's not violence. Click, motherfucker. Click. The fuck is hard about this shit? You don't know how to fucking click? All of a sudden, you click on every fucking thing. All day long. It's click, 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 click. All fucking day, all you do is fucking click. Now you don't know how to click. Nobody knows how to fucking click. TikTok, you want to go watch fucking woman dancing. These are the ones making millions of dollars. Stop watching these women dance. Don't follow none of them. If you follow any of them, move. Just remove him from your fucking thing. Don't follow nobody. Don't go to TikTok, period. Unless you are going there to talk about God. Don't go to Twitter, period. Unless you are going there to tweet about God. Don't go to Facebook unless you are going there to talk about God. Anything, everything. The only search you want to do is about God. The Bible, the Quran, God. This should not be hard. Okay? Click, click. If you don't know how to click, take your other hand and fucking push it and click it, share it. Share everything that I say.